Do we start in the middle of the song?
Always.
Yeah.
What is it? It always starts.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to That Checks Out with Damon and Ted. You know what that does? It checks out.
It does. Because it's That Checks Out. It's the name of our podcast with Damon and Ted. Raymond. See how I help? I helped the intro today.
Raymond, how was your week?
Well, Fred, so here's what I did. My dog Lilo has learned that she can sleep in the bed. So she gets up there and...
Don't sleep in the bed.
Yeah, that was like last week. When she gets up in the bed, though, she's laying next to me and all of a sudden she's having like night terrors. She's kicking the crap out of me. And I'm like, whoa, okay. So I stop her and I kind of like move her around. I'm like, okay, but just relax. Because she's still a puppy. You know what I mean? She's like 6.5 months old. So then she must have been having a great dream because her tail was whapping the crap out of me. Yeah. Oh, it was insane. Her tail, she walks down the hallway. All you hear is, whoop-bam, whoop-bam. And she has no idea. She hits it on the hardest stuff. You're like, that's got to hurt. She doesn't. No inclination. I stepped on it this morning. When we got up. She didn't even look at me. I'm fat. Okay. I don't know if anybody's noticed. I got a bit of a weight problem. All right. She didn't even pay
attention.
Breaking
news, everybody.
Yeah. Put the little banner across the bottom.
Fatty
there it
is. Fat.
There it is. So, but no, she's sleeping in the bed now. So on her own doing. And what's funny is she won't get up there unless I let her, but she'll come around to the side of the bed and just sit there and stare at me. And you're trying to go to sleep and you're like, stop. And then you hear her, you know, and you're like, okay, just get on the bed. Cause then you'll just immediately lay down. She does. But she has to let you have, when you, here's the trick. When you get her on the bed, you have to make sure you're far enough over in the middle to where you want to be. Cause she's going to get right against you.
Okay. See, I don't have that issue with Titan. However, if
no,
he will lay on anything that you want to use.
Yes.
For covering.
That was night one. She was on top of the covers. We learned a rule. You're not on top of the covers no more.
Oh, Titan doesn't care.
Yeah. Yeah.
If he's on top of that essentially is
that's
dead.
His cover.
It's dead.
Yeah. It's his, yeah. It's his cover. So, but how about you? Anything good happen?
No, nothing.
Well, that was.
All right. Well, we can find us if that checks
out. That was very good. Well, hey, what about if I go into, I don't have a dead to me this week, okay? But I do have another hero. And this hero, when I read it, go ahead.
Oh, wait. We'll find out the story and then we'll give him his.
All right. So here's, now this is a letter, okay? I'm going to show you, okay? So it's a letter that's posted, okay? It's just posted at work because somebody.
Give me a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train.
Are you spinning that chair?
Only days are gone. I'm a coming home. Damon is gonna read us a letter.
That was the intro.
Yeah, it's a whole song about a letter.
Would have rather said "There's my hero," but that's okay.
That's coming after the letter.
So here's how it addresses people to the asshole who put mustard packets under the toilet rim. I gotta tell you right now, funny prank. Wouldn't want to play it on me. Yeah, wouldn't want to play it on me. Okay, but you're coming out hot. You're coming out. You're like not hey to whoever did this. I'm going to tell you what you are. Here you are. Okay. It says nothing in this world would give me more pleasure than finding out who you are, digging up your childhood pet and beating you with its corpse. That's paragraph number two.
I have a particular set of skills.
And a shovel. I'm going to get your pet.
I will dig up your pet.
Yes.
I will find it.
Yes.
And I will shove it in your face.
And I will beat you with that corpse. Yeah. So anyway, so far he's coming out hot. He's made a threat. Okay. Here's the last one. This is a bigger paragraph. Somewhere between wiping mustard off my balls. I'm laughing too. I can't say it.
I'm wiping mustard off my balls. That's somewhere, what that sounded like.
Yeah. Somewhere between wiping mustard off my balls and removing my now yellow boxers, I realized that this injustice cannot go unsettled. He is actually kind of a wordsmith, and I like where he's going here. Okay. For the rest of your life, in your most private moments, know that the only thing preventing a dysfunctional veteran from waterboarding you with mustard is the knowledge of your existence.
Oh, is this? No, I'm off. I'm done.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's one of these macho BS guys that are like, I was in the military, so now I accidentally sat in mustard. Now I'm going to make it this kind of, this story bugs me.
Okay. Well, here's the last sentence. This might get you back. Here's my favorite part. I hope you stub your toe every day for the rest of your life.
No, I'm out. I'm
You're out?
Yeah.
You were out after the...
Read the card? Read that line again.
Yeah. So it says, the only thing preventing a dysfunctional veteran from waterboarding you with mustard. Yeah?
Yeah. This makes it dumb.
Yeah?
Yeah, the whole thing is dumb.
See, first off, this is hung up in, like, an office. I don't know how many... I mean, you would think a guy that this grizzled, he wouldn't...
No, because I guarantee... How was he in an office? I guarantee you that guy, if he... Not even buying it. Stolen valor.
You think so?
Oh, for sure. Because there's no reason you bring that up.
No, because that's not the time to boast about it, right? And you really... Guys that really serve, they don't boast. They don't boast.
This wouldn't have bothered them. Actually, if he would have gotten back in silence. One day...
Right.
One day, the mustard bandit just doesn't exist anymore. And no one's asking questions.
Right. And where's Terry?
Yeah. Also, did you have a picture of the setup or the aftermath?
Yeah, it's like on a cubicle. No, I just have like, it's like it's taped to a cubicle or something.
I have never had a mustard packet filled to the brim.
Correct.
So I'm thinking this guy sits down in the toilet, it just softens the blow. Mustard is not spreading out of that.
Or do you think there's multiple packets?
I guess, but if you're talking like a barbecue sauce... Or like a...
Oh, yeah, like a plastic?
Or like a...
Yeah, what, a dipping, a dipper.
Or a weird generic ketchup. Like the Heinz ketchup ones are never over full. Right. But you get a weird, like, you know, USA
fancy.
Gold.
Yeah, yeah, fancy. Yeah.
Those suckers are filled. I think it's probably because it's gone off and it's now botulism filled.
By the way, you know...
But mustard packets are always notoriously underfilled.
Correct.
You open up, you squeeze it, and you're like, well, had I known, I would have asked for six more.
But what if this was a smart man who tapes, say, six or seven of them together?
Huh? Not buying it.
Huh?
Not buying. The whole story's fake.
Hey, but just so you know, you come out hot, you threaten, all right? Now, you didn't like when he talked about his past, but you come out hot and you threaten, that's what I like. That's a real hero. That's what a hero does, okay? Heroes threaten, okay?
Put mustard under my seat, and you'll get a letter that you won't want to read on here. Angry Ted, it won't even be a memory. It'll be that hot.
We should do that. When we lower the chairs down in here, we come in and we just plop them down. We should set some mustard packets underneath there. And we don't have to clean this shit up. It's not our room.
Also, it's mustard. Your legs are already nude.
Yeah. Right.
This doesn't feel like... It just feels like...
You have so many plausible holes in this story.
This just feels like a hothead.
You have
He probably had a mustard packet in his pants and forgot about it. I'm angry with this guy. I want this guy to stub his toe every time he...
You want the guy that wrote the letter to stub his toe. Yeah, I understand. All right. Can we do a butt why?
Sure.
Before we get into fun facts, let's do a butt why. Let's go a little out of order here. You ready? So for all the butt wipers, here's what we got. This is a post about a lady explaining what happened on her vacation. Okay? It says, I've never peed laughing so much in all my life. I get a cab to go to KFC, and then I wait for it to take me back to the hotel. On the way back to the hotel, I've had a dodgy stomach all day. And where did she go to eat? KFC.
KFC.
Okay.
Let's start the breakdown now.
Yeah.
Let's stop. Let's use the teleprompter. Let's circle some stuff, John Madden style. How terrible is it that the way the woman's body has evolved is that they can't even enjoy a moment of brevity, a moment of laughter, without worrying that they're going to piss themselves.
Yeah.
That's got to be awful.
Yeah, I know.
That's got to be terrible. Like, oh, I don't want to laugh too hard. I might actually flood my underwear.
Yeah. Hey, mustard packets. It could be mustard packets. But
yeah, can you imagine that? This guy's ready to murder someone over mustard packets. Someone tells a funny joke, and three women have to go home and change their underwear.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, look, all four of us are going home. We can carpool. Yours is mustard. Ours is pee. But have you ever been scared enough to where you're like, I peed a little?
No.
Huh? Roller coaster I was on one time, I did that.
No.
I mean, it was a big one. It's huge.
Have I misjudged the distance between me and a bathroom before?
Yeah.
And been like, oh, no? And I'm not talking about the gastrointestinal, no. I'm talking about like, oh, I thought I had friend of the show, Chad Daniels. Not really, because he doesn't return our calls.
Yeah.
And it tells a story about how you let go when you get closer to your house because you're like, oh, I'm almost there. I know I'm going to be safe when I have time. He did that. He got to his house that his kid rents, realized that the locks have been changed and he can no longer get in, and he didn't know what to do, and he almost pissed himself on the porch.
Yeah, because you can't restrain.
Right.
Yeah. Once you're restraining, you can't re-restrain. It can't happen. So I totally understand.
While we're here, speaking of women and friends of the show, our friend Spinner was on the show.
Yeah.
Recently got in a relationship with someone that we went to high school with.
Oh, so yeah.
I don't know what year we're in right now.
Eclipse. It's probably from the eclipse.
Turn around. That was an episode that we did last week. Go back and find it.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay. So the woman has...
So she's she's said she's going to pee herself just telling the story because she's laughing so hard. Which, all right?
Just like the previous story, someone saying that.
Could have left it out.
Well, and also, oh, I was laughing so hard. Don't.
Yeah.
You've already made me not want to hear your story, but go on.
Yeah. All right. So without further ado, here's where we're going to go.
Hey, Jerry, you want this seat? You want this seat, Jerry? I'm leaving.
So it says, I had a dodgy stomach all day, so a spicy zinger wasn't the best option.
I don't care how your stomach feels. If you go to KFC and you think the best option is a spicy zinger,
yeah,
just go home.
Yeah. It sounds to me like you're cleaning out. Maybe you're having a procedure the next day. I'm getting a zinger in there.
I would like a sandwich that's slightly bigger than a slider, yet costs, you know, like $5.69. Ludicrous. Continue.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, it says, so I farted so loud in the taxi and the smell nearly made me sick. And the taxi driver's only move was to pull over and shout, stink out. Okay, here's the deal. I think you're kind of labeling a taxi driver, okay? Because that's not, like me and you, we wouldn't say that, okay? Right. We would say, like, tank your stink ass, okay? We would have a lot more words. Like,
stink out!
Yeah, right. I know two words in English. Stink out, that's it. So it says, so we've been kicked out of the taxi. Okay. No contacts.
There's more story to this because I guarantee you a spicy chicken sandwich from KFC.
Yeah.
Does not make.
Doesn't trigger even a dodgy stomach all day.
Doesn't trigger a dodgy stomach. Does not make your wind that stinky.
Correct. Yeah. There's something else.
There's something else going on.
Something else. What were you eating earlier?
We're in some false pretenses now.
Roadkill? Yeah. What were you eating earlier?
I was drinking a Mountain Dew.
But it says so they got thrown out of the taxi. They had no contacts to get another taxi, and they were 20 minutes away from their hotel. Oh, this makes it even worse. Kids are crying. Matt is fuming. So apparently her husband's name's Matt. And the kids, they're all on vacation. Mom crapped her pants so bad that the taxi driver said, stink out.
What part is it? When does it get funny for her that she almost pees herself?
So it says, oh, Matt is fuming. Said I've spoiled his birthday and that I just can't breathe. Okay. So you're laughing so hard that you got thrown out of a taxi because you smell so bad on your husband's birthday and you're walking 20 miles or in a strange or 20 minutes in a strange area with your children. How's that funny? Is that funny?
No, that's not funny.
It's not funny at all.
Also, there's no way. Cause if you are that, if you have blown the doors off of an Uber, if they're dropping you off, there's no way you're walking 20 miles.
Yeah. Yeah. So, well, it's 20 minutes. I'm sorry. It's not 20 miles. No, I said it wrong, but 20 minutes. But even 20 minutes.
What is happening over there?
Even 20 minutes. Are they juggling?
You stared at him like he's doing something. What are they he's not.
Are they juggling? Am I doing?
I was trying to see what he was working on, but there's nothing on his screen.
Oh. Say, so come on down to Audio High Podcasting where Mac has everything brilliantly set up. All right.
Well, no.
No, don't fall on the sword. Don't fall on the sword. Okay. He's the one that farted in the taxi. Stink out. All right.
Has it ever Stink happened out. To you?
What? No. You want to know what's weird? Is a couple times recently where, cause I'm back working outside the house, but like I walk down like a hallway at work and like, I'm like, oh, and then immediately people are coming the other way. And I'm like, okay, I can't even fake this. I don't even know what's going on. Okay, now I'm leaving it in my wake. I have no idea what's back there. But all I'm waiting is to see, like, do I hear people hit the ground? I'll be like, I will call 911. I'm very sorry. You had your mouth open. I apologize, you know? But I will do that. Or the one time I was by the copier, right? And you're in this little cubicle, and you're like, okay, nobody's over here. You're like, okay, cool. Then all of a sudden, I turn around. There's a line of people behind me. I'm like, did you hear it when I did it? How close were you standing, like, a minute ago, you know?
I had a coworker.
Yeah.
I might have told this story. I don't know. She, like, we had a... a back room that was blocked off by, you know, those like plastic sheets they put in like freezers. And
oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it wasn't plastic sheet, but it was similar to that. It was set up like it was just strips of something. She walks from the back room to the front room. So she walks from the back room to the front.
Yeah.
Is in there for a few minutes. I start walking to go into the front, you know, front of house.
Oh, no.
She comes back through. All she says is careful. And I'm like, she just goes, careful. And I'm like, what are you doing? No, in her defense, she went out there because we were both in the back. She went out to the front for a private moment.
Yeah, she took it away from you.
For a private moment. Right. I did what the the copy your cubicle people did to you, the hallway right. people did to you.
Yeah.
Suddenly, for some reason, my brain was like, go out in the front.
Yeah. It's like people are ninjas. They just show up around you like, I just farted here. I'm sorry.
It
I don't know what
like
to say.
It was like eating Colonel Sanders shit.
Oh, really?
It was not a singer from, you know, a yeah. singer slider. It was like a corpse's poo. It was awful.
So, and it came out of a woman?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. I mean, she may pee a little when she did it too. You never know.
Well, I'm sure she did when
you laughed. Yeah, when you went in there, she's like, ah.
Now, this is the same person.
Yeah.
Who, my other coworker, Josh, and he'd gone fishing over the weekend. He'd gone fishing and he still had bait in his car.
Ooh.
And he said, wouldn't it be funny if we took this bait and put it in her car? So we did that. We forgot. I mean, it was maybe 4 hours before she was leaving. Oh. We're just sitting there in the back, just talking, walks out, maybe 2-3 minutes, walks back in. Why does my car smell like hot garbage? I might have peed myself then.
Which you forgot.
No. So she's leaving. I lived in the same neighborhood as she did, so I had to drive behind her. This is back when I had I was not a fully grown adult, so I had an older car.
No AC, windows down.
No AC, windows
down. You're cooking. Yeah.
I can smell her car.
Oh, that's so bad.
I can smell her car 4 car lengths ahead. The best part about it, she had company that weekend, and she was going to have to be the one driving around.
I got to pick you up at the airport in this car.
Oh, my God. It was the worst smell ever, and I was 4 cars behind. So now it pops up on Facebook memories because someone has brought it up, and every time it says, why does my car smell like hot garbage? I still to this day.
Yeah, pee a little.
Do a little tinkle laugh.
You pee a little.
Yeah. All right, so let's catch up with this woman, Matt.
So,
and the
so anyway, so it just says happy holidays, kids. That's it. Okay. So here's the deal.
First off, this lady doesn't know how to tell a story.
Right, not at all.
Because there's a lot of stuff in there that we have turned into a story ourselves.
But there is one response to this story, and I'm gonna turn it around. I'm gonna let you read the response. You're gonna have to clean it up a little bit, but at the top.
Imagine getting kicked out of a taxi in Morocco because your birds farted screw me.
Yeah. Yeah. It actually says F me, but yes, screw me. So imagine being.
Does that mean like birds like in like how.
Like they probably have bird cages. You know what I mean?
British
stuff like
people
that.
In the 60s said birds.
Yeah. My bird. I'm her bloke and she's my bird. That's what it is. Birds and bloke. I learned that at Disney, sat next to an English person. Yep. Just so you know, I'm a pretty well-rounded person.
My stomach's feeling sour. Let's run down to the Kentucky Fried Chicken.
But let me just, the reason I wanted to read that comment is because they're in Morocco, okay? How do you make a Moroccan cab smell so bad? Okay? That's a bird fart.
Why are you in Morocco eating KFC?
Right. Oh, yeah. Yeah, right. You're like, okay, here's the deal. We want to get
something.
Imagine
if they had some full-on Moroccan food. Maybe it smelled like delicious chicken, and that guy just didn't know what that smelled like.
That smells delicious. I don't know what that is.
I'm gonna
stink
be
out.
A little too much. You gave some TMI. I will.
Yeah,
just to make you feel better, I'll do a little of that myself. Last night, I decided that I had a little bit. You've told us recently that you were on. You haven't eaten at all. So I'm gonna talk about food.
Yeah,
your birds can go screw themselves.
Nice.
I had a little bit of sweet tooth, but I didn't want to eat anything like overly just desserty. So we had some low sugar maple and brown sugar oatmeal.
Okay.
Which I don't know how you can have low sugar maple and brown sugar oatmeal, but Quaker figured it out. The dude in the hat, he's got it going on. So this morning, I'm in there doing my morning constitutional, right?
Yeah.
And suddenly it smells like maple in the bathroom.
Really?
And I was like, I didn't like smear it all over my face. I didn't get it. I'm not wearing the same clothes. I've washed my hands since then. I'm like, that can only be coming from one place.
You need to chew better.
How much maple flavoring was in that?
How much maple did I have?
Yeah. And did that just boop right through?
It probably did. It really probably
but
did.
But I was just, you know, I'm like, I like. That smells like maple.
Maple. It smells wonderful.
It bothered me because I couldn't remember. Like, I even had pancakes and but it hit me that it was the oatmeal.
I like, though, how your dessert of choice was, I'm going to go to oatmeal because it seems like it's less sugary and less, I like that.
Well, there wasn't a lot of options. I was like, I could either bake a cake or eat this oatmeal.
I could bake. Listen, about an hour and 15 minutes from now, I want to have a delicious treat, okay?
A minute and 30 seconds from now.
Yeah.
I have oatmeal. I have some delicious oatmeal or in an hour and 30 minutes from now.
Yeah.
I could be still waiting for the cake to cool down to frost it.
That's what I was going to say. I got to wait to frost it. I got to frost it. You know? Why is there?
Does he eat that cake yet? No, it's been out for 45 minutes.
I got it. It's got to frost.
Yeah, but you've never frosted before? You dumb bitch.
I got to frost it. All right, let's do some fun facts besides the fact that you eat weird stuff for snacks. All right, so here's the first fun fact. In 1988, so this isn't too bad, too long ago, Ivan McGuire, an experienced skydiver with 800 recorded dives, jumped from the plane for his third dive that day. He had his camera rig on him, but completely forgot to equip a parachute.
He said he had his rig on him. I'm like, why do we have to tell you that?
So he jumped to his death from 10,000 feet, and the camera caught all the footage.
Oh, that's terrible.
Okay? So here's the deal. I like how you start out with an experienced skydiver, so we know there's going to be something a bit wrong. But then you go with 800 recorded dives.
If the camera didn't catch audio and didn't hear that, I swear I'm forgetting.
Yeah. Ooh, did I leave the iron on? That's what it is. That's not what it is. Yeah. Okay. So, but anyway, to imagine the things he said, because when you jump out of a plane, I mean, I'm sure you have time. It's not a jump splat. It's jump.
That's the horrible part. He was aware of his death way before it happened.
So again, not that I want to see the video or anything like that, but he had to say some stuff. Would he take it like, well, I screwed this up? Or would he take it like, son of a bitch? You know what I mean? I don't know how you react to that.
I hope that, I mean, it's never going to happen because I'm not going to be an experienced skydiver.
Right.
But I would hope that I would have the wherewithal to just use the camera to take his, if it records sound.
My exit strategy, right?
Yeah.
Or my exit message.
If it doesn't record sound, try to get the best pictures I can get.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm recording my eulogy right now. That's what I'm recording. But that was in 1988. So that wasn't, I mean, we were kids. That wasn't super long ago.
That didn't record sound, then I have to imagine.
Yeah, it probably didn't. Like, you're right. Right. Yeah. Oh, that was like a VHS or Beta strapped to his helmet. Yeah. So he didn't even see his face.
No.
Yeah, just me, ground, you know? That's all it is. All right, so here. That's our first fun fact. Our second one. This one's pretty cool. A writer was upset with an online review of his book. So he traveled to Scotland, hunted down the reviewer, went to the store she worked at, and hit her in the back of the head with a wine bottle.
Wow.
Listen.
That's a lot.
I don't like some stuff people say about us sometimes, okay? I've never... First off, I'm not going to fly. If you're in Scotland, you're safe. I'm never going to get to you. Okay? You're good. All right? Even though my wife is a land baron there, I have... Is it a baroness? Land baroness? What is she? Would she be?
It's all fake.
No, she owns land. No, she is fake. A lady. You will... Nobody. Get my wife's lady's name out of your mouth. All right?
You try to walk your ass around your Will Smith.
Yeah. It's fake. So, no, but here's what I'm telling you. She's better than you. So, what we do... I would never fly there. Okay? Because I wouldn't fly. But I'd never even walk down to like I wouldn't walk in here to Mac and be like, a dunk. Well, you know what I mean? Thing. What are you doing?
How long are you holding on to that anger?
Yeah. Yeah, you're holding a grudge.
That you're taking a wine. I hope you picked up the wine bottle in Scotland.
Right. You're like, I have to check this.
Yeah.
I have to have a bag.
Well, you have to check it.
You have to check it.
You can't bring wine through the
right.
in your
So carry-on. I checked my wine. Now I have to go retrieve my bag. That would be, imagine that if that's the bitch of it all. He goes, he whacks her in the back of the skull, right? And then he literally just walks back to the airport, gets on the plane, and flies home. That's all he does.
Now, Jerry has put up the scene from Jane, Silent Bob, Strike Back, where they go on, they look up at the people that interview them on the internet.
Oh, yeah.
Say that you're terrible, and they fly to all their places and beat them up.
Yeah, right.
But they didn't bring their own weaponry. They showed up and used whatever was there.
Yeah, whatever's there.
That's the thing. If you're going to do that, it'd be cool if you just go up there and be like, I disagree.
Yeah.
And then leave.
You know, and then just turn around. Turn around. You got the last word.
You're literally paying money to send yourself to prison.
Yeah.
In
a foreign country. Right. In a foreign country. So, no, again, I don't think Scotland prisons are like what, you know, it might be a 5-star resort. You don't know.
We found out that Moroccan taxis can't handle KFC farts.
Yeah, they can't handle bird farts. They can't handle it, you know. But, by the way, if that's the worst thing that you smell in a Moroccan taxi, I just don't understand. I just don't understand it.
I have been in some dank taxis.
Yeah?
Yeah, where you get in there and you're like, woo!
So you might fart just to make it smell better.
I mean.
You're like, I'm bringing it up. I'm bringing it up a notch.
What's the point of marijuana
Oh my God.
If you're just going to smell it?
It's ridiculous.
Well, I'm just saying, if you're not going to like experience the joy of getting high, what's the point of having it?
Right.
Oh, yeah. Great. I get all the gross parts of marijuana.
Nice. Nice. You know what? I haven't smelled a dead skunk in like 3 minutes. So I'd like to see what I could do here. But again, the commitment to this bit. Okay. And I would like to know, maybe she worked in a wine store. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe she reviewed his wine, but it says was up. He's a writer. So he can't think of something mean to say or to write back. He's a writer. And he says, let me get a weapon.
Yeah.
Travel 2,000 miles to your home country. Find you and do this.
Okay, if you're going to do this and say, hey, just, you know, the pen is mightier than the sword.
Yeah.
And I'm going to smack you in the back of the head with a wine bottle.
I'm going to stab you with this pen. Okay, because it's mightier than the sword. So, but yeah, again, that's, you really committed to the bit. It's too much. It's kind of like the mustard pack. It's over. It's over. You don't have to go in the store,
like spend a little bit of time, walk up to the front. Oh, did you find anything you wanted? I don't want anything in there because I don't like you or your store. Touche. And then you leave.
Right.
What's the point of going and beating someone with a wine bottle?
Well, you know what you do? You go online and you write a negative review about them.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's the deal. You know what sucks is you can't take down negative reviews.
You know what sucks is your opinion of my book.
Yeah, right.
Zero stars.
Your wine store. And why are you going to break it over her head? Or, you know, just, and it's a her. So it says a writer was upset. Doesn't say if the writer, it's got to be a female. There's no way a guy could assault a woman with a wine bottle, right?
I mean, I don't know.
I mean, he's going through all these steps already. Maybe. It doesn't say who the writer is. All right. So here's my next fun fact. In 1945, so we're going back again. Two sailors were angry about being ordered to scrape the paint on the USS LSM 51. They decided to write "for sale" on the side. It wasn't until another ship signaled to the captain how much you want for it, and it confused the captain, and then discovered the unauthorized ad. Now, there's a black and white picture. I don't know if that's true or not. Okay, but so you went out to scrape. You said, "Let's scrape." In the shape of for sale.
Yeah.
Okay. We're with the Navy. We are apparently
also
in waters.
They didn't like go, okay, here's a list of chores. Separate. You guys pick whatever you want to go do. Go do them. And you're like, okay, which one of the knuckleheads were the ones that are supposed to do the painting? They ordered two guys.
Yeah.
To take care of scraping the paint. They know who did this.
Yeah.
How dumb is this?
Yeah. We had 19 volunteers. Right. I know it was one of you guys. Because 1945, there's no cameras. You know, nowadays, they just have, you know, camera footage of it. But yeah, so realistically, it's a great prank. I love the prank, for sale, okay? But again, what if they get so pissed, they put you in a lifeboat and go, ta-da. You're obviously in the middle of the water somewhere. You're not on dock.
Also, I like how the guy didn't say, hey, I see your boat's for sale, how much? Just how much do you want for it? What are you talking about? I'm trying to like pilot a ship here. What are you talking about?
Yeah. I'm sorry. Come again? I'm sorry? Yeah. But yeah, they wrote for sale on the side of it. Again, I give you props. That's like people that write in fields, like farmers, where they put the, and you're like, that is so meticulous. It looks like you did it with like a laser inscriber from space. And you're like, how do you do that?
To be fair, this is a pretty crappy version of for sale. So.
It is, but it's 1945.
I give more credit to the farmers.
Yeah, but it's 1945, and you're on the side of a ship in the ocean. So guess what? I don't know. Farmers in a night, right now, farmers in a nice cab with probably some AC heat.
And the tractors nowadays.
You know what I mean? They're pretty nice.
I mean,
they're nicer than a car I drive. You know what I mean?
They cost three houses. But
yeah, oh yeah, for sure. Yeah, three rental properties, one tractor. Let's see. So anyway, yeah, 1945. Now, I say my favorite one for last.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, I did. Okay, I'm going to let you read this.
There's a sport called extreme ironing, where people go to remote places and iron their clothes. And there's a gentleman on top of what looks to be like a giant rock formation. In fact, ironing his clothes.
Now, two things. I don't see a generator, so I don't know how he's getting power to that iron. The iron's not hot.
Could it be one of the old school irons where you just heated up the iron?
Maybe.
And then use...
You're climbing up there. It's in your pocket. Ow, 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 ow.
No, it's not your beekeeper from last week.
Yeah.
Your sound guy. Literally, though, like you would just take a hunk of iron, heat it up, and then put it on clothes and be like, right. I hope that works.
Yeah. I don't think it's going to burn
how
through.
How long is the cord?
that looks like it might be over water. You know what I mean? Just kind of the again, I could be wrong, But anyway, extreme ironing. Now, I tried Googling that. I didn't find like anything that would be great because I was looking for other pictures of it. Like, how do you do that?
Well, I'll tell you this.
Yeah.
Your boy Jerry already has Google up.
Yeah. Your boy?
Take that, Mac.
Your boy.
Your boy.
Yeah, Mac. Hey, boy, it's not that he can't. He doesn't want to.
He's yeah, I'm just saying that.
Yeah, it's not.
Jerry's got your back, was the one.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I appreciate that. So, but the fact of the matter is, okay, I don't
know. There is someone tubing down a river.
Oh, they're tubing ironing. And they're ironing. Okay. You know
now
what?
Now there's someone on a rock climbing wall upside down.
Upside down.
So this can't be real. There's no way that's a hot iron.
No, it's not. I think you just have to do the motion, probably. You know what I mean? That one's not good at all. That was Jerry, hang up on yourself with that one. So
this guy's riding on the back of a Vespa ironing. This guy's on one of those hippity hops, but he's not ironing anything.
No, this guy's juggling.
Oh, he's ironing on his friend's back.
Yeah, I don't know that that's his friend. That might be a corpse. But no, my favorite one
that has been put on by the British laundry detergent known as Dash.
Dash. Okay.
I'm just taking that from context.
Yeah. No,
someone wants to check me on that.
Yeah. Well, we might have to do. Jerry, why don't you, whatever video that is there, why don't you post it on our page? You can post it now and just say to come. But yeah, no, when I saw this, I thought this is really.
Please spell that correctly.
Yeah, please. Yeah. The number two and then. T-O-O. By the way, I've seen a lot of people do that recently. I really hate. I'm not a grammar Nazi at all. I promise I'm not. I really am not. But when I see just like the most common way. Yeah. If you're doing talk to text, even the talk to text knows that that's not the number. That's not the right two to put.
Yeah.
There.
No,
you know what I mean?
You don't have to apologize to me. I've become more of a grammar person in my life, apparently. But yeah, when you see someone use. I am two something to something.
Yes.
Okay. You've used two different twos, yet you use one two. How do you not see that?
Yeah, you've used it twice in two different ways, and you spelled it the same way both times.
I am too angry to explain this on a podcast coherently.
Yeah,
those twos are spelled differently.
for the two time for the two time champion. By the way, two time champion of spring.
Also, minor. I have went. It is I have gone.
Yeah.
I have went, yeah. Have went, yeah. Have going to went, not a thing.
Yeah, it's had went. It's not have.
Oh, Lord. Swear to God. Scene shows up one more time. Everybody without a have had or has.
Everybody knows it's Herbie Hancock.
Swear. Everyone's going to call me up and be like, without any further ado.
Yeah. By the way, when I titled that last week, I was so excited.
I seen. Oh, yeah. Hey. We go to dinner.
Oh, yeah. Tell them.
And Damon's like, did you see what the episode? I was like, you're going to figure out we went to dinner on a Monday. He's like, did you see what the episode was called this morning? And I was like, no, I didn't catch it. And he's like, oh, well, look it up. I just want to look at your face.
So I made him read it.
Yeah. I almost walked out of dinner.
Yeah. It was just, and his face, I love it. I love it.
Then I saw her face.
Yeah. All right. Now, without further ado, I'm going to get to my strange story. All right.
Strange. I love me some strange stories.
Strange stories. So, robot disguised as fox or coyote to chase wildlife out of Alaska airport.
Is it because they haven't shows in the thing yet? Or, well, that's just the Boston Dynamics robot. That's not doesn't look like either a fox or a coyote.
No. No, but it's disguised as.
Now, here's the thing. I saw a video this morning of that same robot, the same style of robot that was dressed up like a Furby. And it was like if Furbies were designed in 2024.
Oh, man, imagine.
It was scary AF.
Oh, I can imagine. With the eyes moving and everything, too?
Yeah, basically, picture mounting a Furby on the top of that and then covering the rest of it with like the fur. Of other Furbies.
Yeah.
And it was walking around between them like it was Furby-do.
Oh.
Furby-do.
Oh, man.
Oh, it was absolutely creepy.
So this one's called Spot the Bot.
Well, I can spot it. It literally looks like a toaster with legs.
The robot that will be unleashed upon Fairbanks Wildlife is manufactured by Boston Dynamics.
Thank you.
What you just said.
Thank you.
Ironically, headquartered in Massachusetts. The company is famous for manufacturing, frankly, pretty mind-blowing robots. This thing does look pretty cool. I mean, I've seen similar stuff.
I've seen this robot in action. It's pretty cool. It just doesn't look like a fox or a coyote.
Right. No. Well, maybe they're saying from a size standpoint or something, maybe that's what
maybe,
and wildlife
maybe think
thinks
the wildlife
is.
Will be confused. Yeah. Hey, that headless fox is weird.
Yeah. So it says Fairbanks Airport has acquired the Spot model from Boston Dynamics. This four-legged bot is primarily designed for industrial manufacturing and construction tasks, but it can be used for other duties as well, thanks to its expandability with various modules. Now, that was a lot to say. Basically, like, you can use it for whatever you want. Okay. So we made it for this. Use it for whatever you want. Okay.
Hey, if you haven't used it before, it's new to you.
Yeah, it's new to you. First time, it's new to you. So it says at 44 inches long and roughly 2 feet tall, when walking, the Spot robot is about the size of a golden retriever.
So now it's the third thing.
Now it's the third thing. But you know what? Golden retrievers don't chase geese off of runways. So we're going to go fox or coyote. At least in that regard, it'll be a perfect fit for scaring birds, rabbits, and other critters away from the airport. Now, I got to wonder, I could see a deer or like a moose or an elk or something like that causing a real problem for a plane coming down. And I'm talking about like an actual commercial jet, okay? I can't think that unless you got a little puddle jumper or something that like takes off the airport here in Joliet.
If they're talking about getting like birds and stuff off the...
Well, I guess that frees them up
from... Because bird strike is a serious thing. But yeah, if you're like, oh no, squirrels.
Yeah.
They're going to get out of the way.
Yeah, or they're not. I mean, either way. So, by the way, that's one of the first things you have to teach a kid when they start driving, because my Tartisan driver's at now. We do not swerve to miss animals, okay? We do not, because bad things happen when you do that. You swerve in the other lane and hit somebody.
There's a level where you stop, you do swerve.
Yeah, but there's a level. That comes with age. Right now, I want you to plow. You're going to plow.
No. I'm saying there's a level of animal. If there is a moose
in the street. Yeah, moose. Let's try to lock them up, okay? But don't hit the oncoming car.
Yeah, lock them up.
Yeah, lock them up. Let me tell you what matters more than that rabbit, okay? You. So it says the way the robot moves might also help in its duties. Despite its dog-like name, I don't know the dot.
Spot.
Oh, yeah, I guess it is. Okay. In general shape, the thing moves nothing like a dog. Instead, it kind of skitters along in a manner that makes most think more of an insect. Are geese going to be afraid of big bugs?
Big bugs. Big bug chase.
Don't. You know what's weird, too? Don't you just have to go far enough for the batteries to wear out? I mean, it's going to have a battery in it, right? What if it's gas-powered? What if you, like, pull-started? I can't get the gas oil mix right. This is killing me.
They do walk weird. Like, they have a weird gait when they walk.
Well, can't they? I've seen them, like, where they start walking sideways, too. Like, they can go in any direction. I mean, it's very... Listen.
I also love the videos where they try to test the structural, like, integrity of them, and they're just... literally kicking the crap out of them. Just boom, kicking it, and it like kind of backs up a few feet, and then it comes back forward. Those crack me up.
Well, it cracks...
Because the robot has no face, but it still looks like, bro, what are we doing?
Yeah, but it cracks you up, but then think about it. AI is real, and someday you don't want to have to fight that damn thing in your backyard.
Oh, yeah, we've already...
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's coming to where it's like, we're not going to drop people out of planes. We're going to drop those. Yeah. And good luck. Good luck. So, and
yeah, I'm sure that the Terminator version of that has already come back. Like, I'm looking for Wade. What?
And he's like, you know what I mean? That's his whole thing. But as we said,
I'm looking for Wayne May.
The added creepy factor might just make it even more off-putting to animals. Look, I don't care what the animal thinks of it as long as they're going to move when they see it.
I will say that, I don't know about your dogs, but sometimes my dog will get, like, scared of the dumbest. Like, to be totally fine. Like, that one time there were coyotes walking around, had no problem.
Yeah.
There was a plastic bag where it shouldn't have been in the yard, and he lost his damn mind.
Yeah, he's like, whoa.
It's a plague. It's a bag. It blew in the yard.
Yeah. But you're not looking. I'm saving your life from that bag right there. Coyotes were going to eat your face the other day. I did nothing, okay? Yeah. But that bag.
We could hear the coyotes running through like the underbrush next to us. Nothing.
Nothing. Yeah.
A bag from the Jewels rolls in.
Whoa.
Whoa. What is
maybe
this?
It's like there might be dog treats in there. You bring home dog treats from Jewel. Maybe he thinks, you know.
Is that a Honey Nut Cheerios box in the yard?
Sure smells like
maple.
Maple in here. Weird. So it says the robot will patrol the airport. It would not be called Spot, however. Instead, the Alaska Department of Transportation and Public Facilities, I can't wait, announced on its Instagram page that it has dubbed the robot Aurora after the Northern Lights.
After the third largest city in Illinois.
Yeah, Aurora. Good luck spelling it. Where's the U go? I don't know. Aurora. So it says,
that'd be great though if they asked that, like, what's your name? And he's just like, Murphy. What's right. your name, son? Murphy.
Murphy.
Yeah. Bah, 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 bah. He so, is a robot. He is a cop.
You love that, don't you? Do that. You just love that. So it says, they've even given him an appropriately painted pearlescent shell that shines hues of purple and green. How you've camouflaged him.
Also, aren't most animals colorblind?
You got a good point.
We make them purdy for us.
Yeah, you know what? Here's the deal. I want him to look attractive, or I don't want him out there. Okay.
Yeah. However, the Northern Lights, which is what they named him after,
yeah.
are purple and green
yeah.
and shimmery.
Oh, get this.
But that's for no one except the people that paint. We named him Aurora.
So the airport paid around $70,000 for Aurora, with the money coming out of a $2 million federal grant.
I was unemployed. They could have paid me that exact amount of money for me to just go scare wildlife off
and
their field.
I would have let them paint you yeah. purple and green.
I would have taken it.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Absolutely.
Now, to be fair, that's a one-time payment of 70. I would have been like, no, I need it again next year.
Yeah. This is annual. It's annual. By the way, you call in sick the other 364 days. Yeah. You're like, I'm not coming in today. Sorry about that.
I can't taste yeah. that.
So, but it says it was part of a $2 million federal grant. It's scheduled to begin its job. This migratory period, and set to bring flocks of waterfowl to the airport. I don't understand that. It's supposed to scare them away. They wrote that backwards. Sadly, we couldn't confirm whether Aurora will be clad in a rubber coyote costume or whether it will go about its business as a shiny Aurora Borealis.
That'd be great paint if job. They paid for the paint job and then put it in a costume.
Oh, imagine that.
And then the Mr. Machine rolls up, and we would have gotten away from it.
If it wasn't for these stupid
kids, and they geese. Rip it back. And
yeah.
It's Aurora. It was Aurora the whole time, everyone.
Aurora.
And Furby Doo is like, Roro.
Aurora. Aurora. So it says, although it seems fairly harmless, unless you're a bird or something, some Alaskans would rather not have the thing around. Residents have voiced all manner of concerns about the robot, from valid to imaginative, shall we say.
I don't like that. Then.
Alaska, aren't you kind of bush people? You kind of are, right? I mean, you're like Tennessee with like colder weather
yeah.
and moose.
Remember, you can see Russia from their house.
Right. Yeah. So it's pretty chilly. So some people are simply put off by how the robot moves. We'll have to admit, seeing that thing start scuttling along is a bit jarring at first.
Imagine if you were like a far out bush person, you'd never seen like a picture of it.
Oh yeah.
And suddenly you just see this shimmery purple and like green thing just like blah, 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 like whoa.
You want to know what's weird though? Some hillbilly is going to be sitting on the front porch petting that thing. It's going to domesticate their $70,000 yeah. robot, okay? That thing's supposed to be a coyote. It's going to be a golden retriever. He's going to be like, "This is the best dog I ever got."
But dog, it don't poop at all. Yeah. It don't eat no food.
I never feed him.
It don't poop.
I never feed him. It's great.
It's never peed in the house.
He can walk sideways, backwards, upside down.
My bird's peed in the house at least three times. One time, cleared out the whole place. Smelled like a Moroccan cat.
That's callback, everybody. That's callback. So here's a quote. "She looks like a giant bug. Kind of creepy," one Instagram user wrote.
"Looks like that bug in that movie Men in Black. Didn't care for it."
Another one wrote, "Thanks, I hate it."
You got any of them French fried taters in there?
So it says others, meanwhile, are worried about the robot will be used to spy on passengers moving through the airport. Okay, listen, that's also not a bad thing.
If you don't think that every inch of an airport is already covered with cameras.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Listen, and I'm not making light of it either, but When the Boston Marathon bombing happened, and they had just this was a long time ago. They had cafe cameras outside of places. They got a good enough picture of these guys to know who they were. Okay. Yeah. You're talking about airport.
Oh yeah. Yeah. That's yeah. Larry. We know yeah. how that is.
You're talking about the airport. They know when you get out of the cab that you're there. Okay. They're going to let you get as far as you need to get.
I was at an Aldi today that had self-checkout, which blew my mind.
Nobody likes a bragger, but go ahead.
But also,
yeah,
they had a camera better than anything I ever had.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Growing
it,
up.
It shoots you right
in
it.
The face.
Yeah, it shoots you right in the face.
That's an Aldi. Yeah. Where everything is a nickel.
Yeah.
If you don't think an airport has better cameras than that.
Could you imagine if the Aldi, if you put a quarter in, the camera shuts off? You're like, oh, I'm gonna have a second quarter right here because I'm going to steal a bunch of shit. So I'm going to put this quarter in here.
You put a quarter in, but then to leave, you got to push it into the quarter back. If you pay us, you get your quarter back. I'll just leave.
Okay, you know what? I want you to read this next sentence at the very top. Read it in your voice.
We do not want to see surveillance robot dogs here. Or do you want me to do my hillbilly voice?
Do your hillbilly voice.
We do not want to see surveillance robot dogs here, even if they are chrome colored. Now, I want you to understand that I said the word chrome before the color.
We all know chrome is two things for a hillbilly. Adds horsepower, okay, and it's IL-13 at AutoZone. Anyway, here's where we're at.
We have a particular problem with that word.
Yeah. but I'm just saying chrome. That's your color of choice.
Put it up, Jerry. Put it up with your post.
Yeah, put it up. Yeah, extreme ironing. It's going. So it says, despite the Spots robot 360-degree horizontal field of view, assured the public that it has no intention to use the Aurora for anything other for not for surveillance, for anything other than chasing animals.
That immediately makes me think they're using it.
Okay.
This thing has a high-powered, ultra-sensitive, 360-degree field of view. Zoom in. You could spot a gnat on a flea's ass.
Chases ducks.
But we promise we ain't using it for
you. Yeah, no. We're chasing geese. That's what we're doing. We're chasing geese. But it says, this dog bot's duties are strictly restricted to scaring away ducks, geese, and rabbits. Yeah. That's what they say next. Okay.
We paid $70,000 to chase away some ducks and rabbits. Do not worry. It is not looking at you.
You would have done that, right?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. 70 grand?
Yeah.
You working outside?
Yeah.
You're chilling?
Yeah.
Yeah. Come on, man. All right. Here's the last part. Then again, it's exactly what they'd say if they weren't planning on spying on people with the robot.
I think we are ahead of you, article.
We are on to you. That's how it ends. So realistically, they're not wrong. But like I said, cameras have been around forever. I mean, even now, it used to be like you get a red light ticket. Remember? You get the red light ticket. They wouldn't be able to tell who's in the car. It's too grainy. But it's your car. It's your plates. They know it's you.
Yeah. There's stories where people have gotten red light tickets from the tow truck going through.
Yeah.
So they're the last car in the, like, they're behind the tow truck.
Right.
That clicks their plate, not the tow truck.
Right. Or there's people that have actually gotten in trouble where they've had other people in the car and their wife gets the ticket and opens it up. So like I said, they've been able to view you for years, but to put a $70,000 camera with legs, four of them on the runway, it's there for a purpose, but it's also there to record stuff.
We're worried it's going to see what we do with the moose.
Yeah.
Don't open that envelope, honey. It's not for you.
There's a moose in the fastener seat. I swear to God that I was not with that moose.
I had nothing to do with
it. I was not with that moose. I have no idea what you're talking about. And he's like, hey, when you open it up and see the moose in the pastures, he's like, that's my mom.
You told me the car smelled like moose because you farted in it.
Moroccan moose. That's got to be like the worst smell ever, right? So what do you got any of that Moroccan moose auto smell? Maybe we'll put one of those fresheners in the...
That stink out.
Yeah, stink out. Where can they find us, Dad?
You can find us at thatstinkout.net. All the socials at stinkoutwdt. Just kidding, thatchecksout.net. There it is. All of the socials. thatchecksout.wdt. Like I said,
yeah,
thatchecksout.net. This episode will be recorded for you at Audio Eye Podcasting Studio in beautiful Joliet, Illinois. Which one's Bowen? Which one's...
Yeah, I don't know, but my car smells like hot garbage. That checks out.
Please put that up, because I'm going to share that with
That's going to be an air freshener. We're going to need to make that an air freshener.
This episode has been produced by TCO Productions, producers Damon and Ted. Music by Healy House.
You said my name first.
That's how it is on the title.
Stink out.
Just reading the title.